Good morning.
This is the Rocky Mountain Radio Links WB5YOE repeater located 30 miles west of downtown Denver on Spaw Mountain at an elevation of 11,440 feet.
This is AE0SS at the Edge of Space Sciences ground station for Edge of Space Sciences Flight 103. The first payload, we got two flights this morning, 103 and 104. 103 going at 0730 and 104 going at 0815. For 103, we're flying five payloads this morning. Three of those are demo sets. Two of them are experiments from the CU Gateway class. There's two rovers in the demo set, and the college is represented in the demo set experiments this morning. CSU Pueblo, Western State, let me let this drop. UNC Greeley, these are all operating under a NASA space grant being administered by the Colorado Space Grant Organization at CU. So those five payloads weigh 19.4 pounds. And we're flying on a 3,000-gram balloon. Currently, the balloon is expected to go downrange about to 50 miles at 76 degrees, lands about 5 miles southwest of Kyoto, Colorado. We have five payload teams deployed, although one of them's here in the ground station with us, and then we'll deploy out. So things are proceeding along, although the payloads are still on the table, still expect to make 0730. This is AE0SS at the OSS ground station. The balloon's ready to go, but we're still working on some of the payloads. There's still some time going on, some people inside payloads. So probably going to make 7:30, but we actually got ready just a little early. AE0SS. Okay, payload handlers have been directed to pick up their packages. So starting to get ready here, AE0SS. AE0SS at the OSS ground station. Payload handlers are moving out, trying to get the string tight. So we got a little bit here, a couple of minutes more. AE0SS. Balloonmeister is up. He's got the balloon up, but the payload string is still a little bit of disarray. The payload string is laid out from the north towards the southeast, more south than east. I think we're having trouble with one of the knots on the payload string. Got some high paid labor there checking that out. AE0SS. The balloon is fairly still. It's vertical, maybe swinging back and forth just a couple of feet. So, real still wind.
We're going to get an automatic time insertion, right?
Right, or you can do it yourself. You know, I think you should punch the button personally, but you can do both. We've got radio contact with the balloon. Got a wind change, the payload string's coming further around to the east, AE0SS. Balloons away, balloons away. 729.05, clean launch, clean launch. Nice, nice movement on the guy on the tail end. Contact track. OSS.
Well, very good, launch team. I appreciate the clean launch. Tracker's heads up. We'll get it back for the University of Colorado. N0, NDM.
Alpha, this is Station Charlie. We are picking up the beacon.
Okay, play with it.
AE0SS, this is K0YG.
Mark.
Hi, Nick. I just want to let you know that KC0YA-11 is showing up on Find You.
Just what we wanted to hear. Thank you very much, sir.
Station Charlie, Station Alpha.
Charlie, go ahead.
Okay, I did copy that you acquired the DF beacon. Let me know when you get the APRS beacon. N0, NDM.
Yeah, ground station 30, CBH-7, KB0, UBZ-7, N0, NDM-7, WA0GEH-9, KC0, RPS-2, bending through the beacon, or through the balloon. AE0SS, and we're on the web. Currently at 6738 feet, the ascent rate looking a little light right now at 757, 80SS.
Alpha, this is Bravo, we have APRS.
Bravo has APRS, very good, Marty. Got it here too. Looking good. N0, NDM.
WA0GH.
AE0SSM0KKZ.
EOSS ground station for EOSS 103. Balloon's going through 11,800 feet. It's currently only 1.2 miles downrange from the ground station, so the winds are not very strong, although I'm looking at one of the pilot balloons now, and it's picked up here in the ground. Current ascent rate, or the ascent rate since launch, 804 feet per minute. So the balloon's a little light, may go a little long today. AE0SS.
From the Rocky Mountain Radio Links WB5YOE Straw Mountain Repeater.
AE0SS, WA0GH.
Ground station, go ahead, sir.
Are you getting recent packets?
Let me see here. Yep, we got one at 7:40:54.
Okay. Very good, thank you. It's WSROGH.
AE0SSM0KKZ. What's the temperature at the ground station?
The temperature at the ground station. That one I don't know. Hold on for a second.
Okay, just the ballpark would be nice.
Mid-50s. Mid to lower 50s.
Okay, thanks. M0KKZ.
N0KKZ, KC0RPS.
Hey, Jim.
Go ahead, Jim.
KZF.
Hey, Jim.
Bravo, this is Alpha.
Bravo, go ahead.
Yeah, Marty, I think I'm seeing what you're seeing. I'm getting packets from the balloon, but bad GGA data. I'm getting weird stuff. Haven't gotten anything that's processable for about 4 minutes now.
Okay, I got something recently about a minute ago, and I just think it's not up high enough. Are you pointed toward the balloon?
No, I'm pointed south, but I'm on the on a 5/8 mag mount, so it shouldn't make any difference.
Yeah, actually, the body of your truck will give you a ground plane in the direction of the payload, but I think once you get up a little higher, might have been a little touchy, but I'm starting to get them again.
Good. N0 India.
Yeah, it should happen for you there. So N0 GH.
Lower to ground station. Had a packet from you at 7:42. AE0SS.
Station Charlie just got a meaningful data too.
Yeah, Marty, that last one was meaningful, so that makes me feel better. N0 India.
Yep, just a little more altitude is what we needed. Good. So N0 GH.
KQ0RPS, M0KKZ.
Rick?
Is that you, Jim? Did you ask for me?
KQ0RPS, I'll tell you, I've got 47 degrees aft here in my car, KQ0RPS.
I was really more interested in what was going on right at the ground station because I have telemetry. I just wanted to see if it matched what was being felt at the ground station. Thank you.
I am at the ground station.
Oh, okay. You're still there. Very well, sir. 47. Very well. Thanks very much.
Alpha, this is Delta.
This is Alpha. Go ahead, Delta.
Oh, I'm just forced. KQ0YA11.
Okay, say again, Chris, you're a little scratchy.
So all I'm getting is course and speed, that's all I'm getting.
Okay, alright. Hope it gets better for you when we gain some more altitude.
Try Simplex when you can, Station Charlie.
Oh, this is cool. The first balloon is pitching the second balloon on the ground. Maybe Joe, why is it?
Yeah, Chris, I saw that too. For a minute, I'm like, oh, they launched the other balloon, and then I figured it out. So, yeah, that is kind of cool. It's zero NDM.
You're on the repeater, not Simplex. It's okay, Alpha. You can do what you want to.
AE0SS at the OSS ground station. The balloon's currently at 25,855 feet. It's 9 miles downrange from the ground station at a bearing of 81 degrees. So coming along the track as expected. It's going 30 miles an hour currently, still in the jet stream. The ascent rate has come up considerably. It's at 950 feet per minute now. In fact, I just got an update. It's at 958. And the current rate is 1155, so the balloon's picking up speed. AE0SS at the EOSS ground station. And prep has started for EOSS 104. The payloads are being placed on the table. The tables, excuse me, I don't see a balloon laid out yet, so prep probably going to speed up here shortly. AE0SS.
AE0SS is WA0GEH.
Party.
Yeah, Nick, we're showing poor GPS as being reported on almost all the packets that are coming off AE0SS. Not sure what that is, but I'm just reporting it.
Roger, I got the same thing right now. AE0SS.
WA0GH.
I'm glad you said that, because I've got the same message on AE0SS.
WA0GEH, AE0SS.
WA0GEH, go ahead.
Yeah, don't have a good reason for that red GPS. I've got the same thing here, but the data coming down says currently we're locked up on 6 satellites, so I'll write that one up, sir.
Okay. Things look good, it's just we got a poor GPS message is all.
I will give you how to take the GGA apart if you want to look at the count yourself, AE0SS.
Maybe some other time. AE0GH, we'll leave that to your experts.
AE0SS.
Now, Nick, is that the red GPS indicator on the balloon track window, is that an indication that our GPS is bad or that it's a bad signal coming in?
Signal coming in.
Okay, thanks.
We actually have it on all the... we got a GGA and on, let's see here, never mind.
With all these toys, we have all this time to play with them.
Yep, RMC also. You think that's just stuck up there and hasn't cleared?
Alpha and zero KKZ.
Go ahead, Rick.
At this time, we're within 1.5 miles of the predicted position for the balloon. So it's following the predicted path pretty closely.
Okay, appreciate that, Rick. N0, NDM.
Zero KKZ.
Station currently has packets from WA0GH-9KC0RPS-2, W0CBH-7, N0NDM-7, K0NI-14, AE0SS-11, it's turned on, laying on the ground, KB0UBZ-7, AE0SS, the OSS ground station, balloon's at 34,000 feet, it's 13 miles downrange, and the average ascent rate has come up over 1,000 feet per minute. Balloon's currently going 70 miles an hour at a heading of 86 degrees. AE0SS.
AE0SS, M0KKZ.
Rick.
Nick, were you in on the programming credit yesterday?
I was.
Did you make the EOSS ID not a UI Digi, but a UI Flood?
Good, but it's running much simpler, Rick. We took all that stuff out. It's simply running EOSS in my alias.
Oh, really? Because I noticed that KC0YA-11 is substituting his call sign when he digipedes, and I thought that usually happened when you were in UI flood or perhaps in trace, but I thought trace was going to be Y1-1.
Well, that's a good observation. I'll pass that one on.
Okay, just curious. And they're coming out. It's real nice to watch them come out exactly when you expect them, according to UTC time. M0KKZ, thanks.
Roger, AE0SS.
It's
8 o'clock a.m. Good morning.
From the Rocky Mountain Radio Links WB5YOE repeater.
Alpha Station Charlie.
Alpha.
You ready for our grid location?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, Station Charlie is at 29.7 and 32.1.
Okay, copy that, Benji. Thanks. M0NDM.
Listening on simplex?
No.
Station Alpha is Bravo.
Go ahead, Bravo.
I have a grid position for you.
Go ahead, sir.
24.6, 40.4.
Okay, copy that, Marty. Thanks. M0NDM.
W0GH, clear.
This is AE0SS, the OSS ground station for EOSS 103 and 104. 104 is probably not going to make the 8:15 launch time. We had a late arriving cutaway beacon. It is now here. It's turned on. It's been checked out. We're getting a good signal on. So now we need to integrate it into the payload string. The balloon was just taken out of the package like 20 seconds ago and laid out. So we're probably going to be a little late on the launch of EOSS 104.
W5VSI, the ground station, we do have a good lock. Good lock on ANI 11.
You're on UHF, Mike. Well, the EOSS 104 is the University of Colorado Gateway program. This is an academic program at the university where freshmen attend classes where they have to build a balloon set as a class project. But it's much more than that. They have to budget, build Gantt charts to control their progress, set up build teams, go through PDRs, preliminary design reviews, critical design reviews. So it's kind of like a mini program, and it's to give them an idea of what engineering's all about. Let me drop this for a second. For EOSS 104, they've put together 11 balloon sets, and they'll be on the string. These are significantly smaller than the payloads on 103. They only weigh 500 grams. They're little cubes about 6 inches on a side, and as I said, there'll be 11 on board. The cumulative weight is 20.8 pounds for all of those payloads, so you can see they're a little high on the 500 grams. And this balloon's flying on a 3,000-gram balloon also. The track-down range should be just exactly the same as EOSS 103. It's flying on the APR, so it's AE0SS-11. Here's AE0SS at the OSS ground station. Payload handlers are getting their briefing. AE0SS.
AE0SS is WA0GEH. Commands that are being issued on the ground there, are you being careful that you don't cut down 103?
Right, because the command, the cutter on this is on UHF?
Okay, I'm hearing, okay, very good. It's WHOGH. That's where I'm hearing him.
Hey, sir, AE0SS. This is AE0SS at the USS ground station. USS 103 is currently at 43,000 feet. The cum ascent rates come up to 1,015 feet per minute. It's going 64 miles an hour, and it's 623 miles downrange, so proceeding normally. Inside temperature 43 degrees, outside minus 49, those are an F, and Phil is coming along fine on USS 104.
Negative copy. Say again your question.
I can move
here now. AE0 wireless. Okay, Chris. This is W5VSI at the AE0SS USS launch site.
Ground station, station Charlie.
Benji, answer. Okay, KZ.
Ground station, this is station Charlie.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Chris was making the point that on the balloon window we're seeing an estimated descent rate of, well, it was 3,500 feet, now it's 2,919 feet. But he was wondering, it was showing no vertical rate and now it's showing an estimated descent rate, but that, maybe that's just the data we're getting in.
I think there's something wrong there. That should read ascent rate, and I don't know why it doesn't. Looks like that one mod I put in, I forgot to set something up correctly. Sorry about that.
Okay. We were just wondering. Thank you, sir. W0CVH.